I've worked a couple of jobs, and my current one's completely different to the one that I used to do. I was a fire ranger for a little while, but I ended up giving it up because I didn't really like the isolation, and there was just other things on my horizon. Now, at the time, me and my current girlfriend, now wife, had decided to go out on a trip to a park. There was lots of deers and mooses and other animals that she wanted to see, so I happily obliged to go with her. Now, to get to this park in the first place took a long, long time, and I had quite a lot of water with me because from my training before, I was always cautious of us becoming dehydrated. We had to follow a really big brick wall to get into the entrance of this place, and it was weird because this wall didn't actually show up on our maps before. We eventually make it to where we want to go, and we realise that there's a trail that takes you off into the woods. I believe it was a national park, but I can't be certain, but it looks really nice, so we decide to head out this way. We had some carrots and other things with us at the time so we can actually feed the animals. And I'm a little cautious, but I think it's best if we just try and throw some carrots at them. My girlfriend also brought some oats or things like that for them to eat, and we were just having a nice day. Now, we did see some people initially, but the further we went on, the less likely that it would be we'd see anyone, and eventually there's no one but us. We eventually come across some pretty small deers. There's mostly females with a few males, and apparently during this time of year they can actually be a bit dangerous. I didn't notice it at the time because I didn't care too much about researching it, and we see some and I try and throw some carrots at them. Eventually they start eating it, which I think is quite funny. Now, while I'm crouched down, I notice a really foul smell, and I think maybe one of them has something wrong with it. It's pretty weird. I look around and I can see some much bigger animals now just further off. Nothing to worry about, maybe it's just a moose or something, and I decide to keep on feeding these deers. I do this for a while and eventually one of the males comes walking towards me and it actually worried me a bit because he wasn't big but he wasn't small. I was half ready to have to fight, but he just come up and took one of the carrots off me and I thought this was quite cute. Now we're feeding them for a while and eventually they all seem to run off somewhere and we decide that we want to go a bit further. Now we had some supplies and we decided to eat. I had some sandwiches that we had made before and I'm very cautious about how I eat it because I'm quite germophobic and I don't want to get any of that nasty stuff on my hands. Now after not too long, we decide to head off again. We're now going quite a lot deeper into the woods now. We don't really have a direction, but I know roughly where we come from, and I'm pretty good with my bearings because of my previous work as a fire ranger. Now, I make it a bit further in, and we have to stop because my girlfriend needs to pee. So while this is happening, I go off a little bit further just to make sure nobody's around, because I knew we'd get in trouble for that. I look up ahead, and there seems to be another moose. This one, again, is much bigger than all the others, and it appears very white, almost too white, and I'm very curious about this. For some reason, I have a gut feeling not to approach this one, though I do have my carrot in my hand at all times. It sounds silly, but this actually made me feel much more safe. Now, eventually, this moves behind some trees, but I always keep an eye on it. My girlfriend comes back and says that, oh, I can see it too, and wants to go and feed it, but for some reason, I have an idea that we should just stay back. It gets closer and closer and seems to come weirdly close for what's normally a very timid animal. It eventually goes off. I thought that was pretty bizarre. I know to keep my distance, so. Now, sorry if I do get these mixed up, because I can confuse deers with moose because they all look exactly the same to me. But you know what I mean. Just like the deers with the horns and stuff. Well, only the male ones, but you get the point. Now, eventually, this goes off, and we follow up roughly where this has went. We think maybe there's going to be a nice family of them, and we're going to be able to get some nice pictures. My girlfriend also brought her camera with her at the time, so there's lots of things we can take pictures of. Now the trees are quite dense on either side of us, so I know that if there are any, they're probably not going to be able to run and charge or do anything like that. So I feel a little bit safer. Now, although this is about November time, it's really beautiful outside and really nice and sunny. Now, I'm feeling a little bit dehydrated and I start to feel a headache come on, so I just slammed some water. The only problem is it made me need to pee like a racehorse and I can't stop now. But I notice every time that I'm stopping to pee, I have a feeling that I'm being watched. I know it sounds a bit cliche and everybody seems to say that, but I don't know, it just felt different again. Almost like there was something different here. I could almost cut the tension with a knife, but I didn't decide to tell my girlfriend that and we just continued on. We've heard that there should be a lake close to here, and my girlfriend wants to go and feed the ducks and things there with some bread that she bought. To be honest, I wasn't that interested in it, I was just kind of happy to be outside and felt quite peaceful. Now it took a long while before eventually, we can see something. We can hear some grunting sounds and we both stop. Dead off ahead of us, one of these deers or moose, whatever it is, comes sprinting up ahead of us. It goes right past us and my god did that thing get close. I was actually quite scared because how big this thing is, and it runs off. It was almost like it was being chased, and then we realised it was. Another larger one actually comes past and runs after it. I thought that was pretty bizarre because it seemingly come out of nowhere, but it was definitely enough to put me on edge. There wasn't much I could do to defend myself. I mean, I could have a big stick, but it's just going to snap off, and I don't think these things would go for me. I have a carrot though, thinking they're probably just angry and hungry, so I can always throw that on the ground if needed. We eventually come up near the lake and it looks absolutely beautiful. Now, there's no ducks or anything, so we just keep going now. We stop for a moment to eat some more food that we had, and that's when I hear it. I can hear the sound of somebody calling out. It sounds just like my girlfriend, and I say, "Hey, what'd you say?" And she looks at me, confused, still eating. I say, "Oh, nothing, I thought I heard you saying something to me." And we continue eating, I don't think much of it. I couldn't make out words, but it did sound odd. We eventually get up again and keep going. Now, we eventually make it a bit further, and the forest is really beautiful here. We decide that we're not going to go too much beyond because we don't want to be here all day, and I had quite a lot of things I needed to do when I got home, so sticking around wasn't really an option for me. Now we continue on into the forest a little bit further, and that's when I see them. Lots and lots of deers, but much bigger than before. There seems to be more males now, and also I heard something. There was clearly some other girl not too far away from where we were, and I can't make out exactly where she was. It almost sounds like she's calling out for us, saying, "Hey, come over here, come quick." I ask my girlfriend if she hears it, and she does, but weirdly, she doesn't make out the sounds as clearly as I do, and I say, "God, it sounds just like you, isn't that odd?" I know it can't be my girlfriend because obviously she's next to me, but this is pretty strange, and we continue walking. It's now I know that it seems incredibly bright where we are, and it looks almost too perfect. Almost like somebody's turned up the brightness too much, or contrast I guess, on a camera. And I don't know, it just felt a bit creepy. It almost felt like, not the back rooms, but we had entered the backwoods. It seems like the trees go on impossibly too far now. And I don't know, everything just feels different. Every so often, I'm convinced that I can see people up ahead. It almost looks like some of the trees are moving, but I convinced myself it was just my eyes and Everything's how it should be. So we keep pressing onward once again, and now we've never seemed to be getting much closer to the deers. It's almost like they're not moving, but we're not getting closer. Granted, I couldn't see any sitting down, but I still think this is an entirely weird experience. Now, I don't want to go too much further, but I almost felt drawn in. And we'd come all this way, why not just get those pictures that we wanted? No, I wasn't stupid, I wasn't going to try and throw carrots at these things because they're much bigger. But I don't know, I didn't feel like I was in too much danger. Now, again, the colour of the trees seemed to be changing to a brighter colour, almost having like a golden glow, which is really bizarre. I looked around and this is the first time that I felt a bit worried. Everywhere looked exactly the same. It was almost like we'd been walking in a loop now for a little while. None of the scenery changed whatsoever, and that was pretty bizarre. What's more odd is that we couldn't see these animals that we were trying to get up to. It was almost like they'd just entirely disappeared suddenly. It's pretty bizarre. We decide that we should just continue on the kind of path that we can see. But again, that's another weird thing. It's almost like there was a natural path, like a kind of clearing, but there shouldn't have been. Clearly this isn't a trail that we're on, and we're a couple of miles away from where we started. Probably more than a few, but we seem to be walking a path. Now, the trees seem almost like if you ever played the video game Halo, but more similar to those, just quite tall, and just almost looking like they don't belong to Earth. I'm starting to feel quite concerned now, and I decide to stop and tell my girlfriend that, hey, we could chase these all day and never find them. My girlfriend says, yeah, and I keep thinking I hear that girl. We decide that now's a good time to head back. We stop for a moment, just to catch our breaths again, and just to drink some more water. And it almost felt like I'd stepped into a dream here. Everything looked so beautiful and perfect, but it just felt so off. And I also didn't recognize the area whatsoever. It's like we'd stepped into another biome almost, and I didn't like it at all. Now, after deciding to head back, we get our things together and start heading off in the exact opposite direction that we come. Now, I knew that if we followed the way back, we should come back to civilization. And everything's as it seemed. Nicely now, the scenery seems to change a little bit and seems more normal, but the kind of golden glow doesn't seem to escape. I actually confirmed this with my girlfriend because I didn't think to mention it at the time, but she also said she experienced the same thing. It was almost like somebody put a filter on everything around us. Now we walk for a good 15 minutes and stop again. We're pretty much exactly where we started. Just where the trees seem to be changing colour to that weird glow. We look around and again, everything looks exactly the same. There's only this path ahead of us that seems to stretch for miles and miles, but we've walked on this. How are we not getting any further out of here? I suddenly decide that we actually need to go off the path a bit, and my girlfriend's a little bit hesitant, but I don't feel like we have much of a choice now. So, we continue going, and there's a weird smell again that comes over us. Now, I can just about see what I think is the way back, and we continue heading up here. Now, we've been out for probably half of the day now, and to be honest, I was getting quite tired. My eyes were also suffering a bit, because even though I had sunglasses on, it didn't seem to be helping with the brightness. And then, I hear a voice calling out for help once again. Completely confused, because it sounds like the voice we heard throughout the day. I stop and so does my girlfriend. My girlfriend goes to speak, but I make her stop, and I just listen. I can hear somebody saying, help, please help, I'm lost. And I look at my girlfriend and tell her to stand back a bit, and I go off to investigate myself. I had a feeling that it wasn't somebody actually lost because it just didn't sound right. It was almost more like somebody was following us saying it than an actual person in danger. It was either a group of people, all exactly the same in terms of voice and tone, all lost at the exact same time, or it was something more weird. I definitely think it was something more odd than not, and I try and go a bit further up ahead. I'm trying my best to act brave, but I was really struggling. All I had was a carrot to defend myself, and I thought, well, if it's one of those things, I'm going to launch it at it. Well, if it's anything, I'm going to throw the carrot, and maybe that'll give me some time. I get closer and closer, and just off to the side of the trees that I can't actually see is a voice. I go to scream, "Hey, what are you doing?" But my voice goes completely weak, and I kind of scratched out a sound. That's when I see it. It doesn't really look like any of the other animals that I've seen today, but a much bigger version. And I can see this kind of moose deer animal walk out. But this one's fur looks a lot different, and its eyes look almost like a yellowy red colour. It then looks at me for a second, and I can still hear that sound. It almost looks as though it's coming from exactly where that moose is, not far from it. But the moose isn't moving its mouth whatsoever. And then it stands up, almost like it's about to gallop or something. Stands up very tall, probably 7 feet, and walks into the forest, and I'm not joking. I didn't even think it was possible for these animals to walk upright like that, and I start slowly tracing back. I can't hear the voice calling out for help now, and I quickly jog back to my girlfriend. She looks almost like she's too shocked to move, bless her, and I have to grab her hand. That confirms to me that we've both seen the exact same thing, and we start heading back. I don't know what way we were coming, but I know we have to get further from this. I keep on hearing that voice so calling out for help. It sounds like it's getting further from us as we jog, but I'm sure that was coming from right where that animal was. We jog for quite a while, and we eventually make it up to a hill that I recognise. My girlfriend was crying as we're running, and I tell her that she's got to be strong because if you go a week now, it's going to be harder for us to escape. Now weirdly, there was no other animals as we're jogging, and that strange tone seemed to slowly fade away, and the normal colours returned. Probably the strangest thing about all of this is the way that the colours were changing. It wasn't the colours of the trees, but like a filter over everything. Even the sky looked different. My girlfriend also told me that she didn't see any clouds whatsoever when we were in that area. But as soon as we got back to the more normal area, there was quite a few of them. We jogged back for quite a while and we eventually have to rest again because we've been going for so long. We make it back to relative safety and we stop. Both of us are there, frantically trying to get our breaths back, trying to figure out what had just happened. And we decide that we should just keep going. Now we eventually pass where the lake is, and that actually makes me feel a lot more safe. Now while walking, I realise that there's quite a few mooses appearing, and deer things, but these look a lot more normal. None of them have that weird look in their eye, and they're much more scared than we are of them. I think this is really odd, and I kind of collapse next to the lake. I then get up and realise something else is weird. There's no people around, like literally no one. We should have passed at least one other person by now, or maybe two, but there seems to be nobody at all. While laying there collapsed on the side, my girlfriend says, "Look, look." And I can see the hat of a ranger. Mind you, I can only see the silhouette of them, but standing perfectly on the tree line that we've just come from seems to be a ranger. I can't make out much of their face because of the shadow from the hat, but I don't know, something just seemed different. I go to wave to them, thinking that maybe I've gone somewhere I wasn't supposed to, And you know, I can just say that I was a ranger before for the fire towers, but they don't seem to acknowledge me at all. Now, this person does not move whatsoever, not even an inch, and I have this painful feeling in my belly like I'm gonna vomit, and I grab my girlfriend's hand and say, just let's go. I don't know how we wouldn't have encountered a ranger up until that point, but it's something I can investigate later, and we continue back the way that we had come originally. Now, I really need to emphasize that because of the adrenaline of the situation, it was almost like when you try and run in a dream but you're not capable of it, like everything's 60% slower. My legs absolutely felt like jelly at this point, and we still had quite a long way to go. It was beginning to get a little bit colder now, and we know that nightfall wasn't far off. We keep on going though, however, trying to be brave as we can. Now, again, we start to see more normal animals, and weirdly, there's nobody else around, but I realise that we've probably passed this place's closing time. Eventually, I can see that familiar wall that I saw before, and I make a beeline towards it with my girlfriend. We eventually get back there, and we stop near the wall for a minute. We can hear the sounds of cars again near a road, and it's honestly one of the most refreshing things I've ever heard in my life. You wouldn't think something this usually annoying could be so pleasant, but it really was. And we eventually walk back to where we had parked. In the car, both of us are in silence, until eventually I try and say, what do you think happened? My girlfriend then decides that she could call in to the station near there and see if they've got anybody out, and just explain what had happened. She starts to relay the story, and says, can we talk to the ranger that's based there? And they say then that none of the rangers are actually on patrol currently, and we figure out the timings and it wouldn't have made sense. The last they went out was early in the morning, before we'd even got there, and they'd spent most of the day back at the station dealing with their things. Then, after explaining what we saw, we get a stupid answer saying, yeah, they probably do that sometimes, maybe it was just an injured one that you saw. I then asked to take the phone and speak to the ranger saying that, no, what we saw was one of them stand up and we both saw the same thing and its eyes just look weird. And they kind of semi-laughed and say, yeah, they get unwell sometimes and they can do weird things. He tells me not to let my mind play tricks on me out in the woods and just to get home safely. I try and continue my story, but he says, yes, sir, it's just have a safe trip home, there's nothing to worry about, we'll take care of it. And with that, the call ends. And I was really annoyed. I swear and hit the top of my steering wheel. And my girlfriend's upset now. It seems weird enough that there wasn't another ranger out there, but why were they denying that they'd actually seen anything out of the ordinary ever and that we're lying to them, basically? It almost feels like they're hiding something, or they don't want to believe it, or maybe they know something that we don't. But that part really annoyed me. We eventually make it back home and kind of passed out. I actually slept for about 12 hours, and weirdly, it was almost like my eyes were burned from the sun the next day. It was like, you know when it snows and it's too bright and it messes up your eyes a bit the next day? It was like that. And my girlfriend actually had the same thing. I want to tell you my story because I want others to hear what we had experienced. If any of you have had anything similar before, please, please let me know. It's just really odd. I don't know what thing I saw that day. I don't know if anybody was actually lost out there. Maybe it was a ranger trying to find a lost person, but why wouldn't have the ranger station known that? Who was calling out for us? I guess I don't know, and I probably don't want to. Now, I was somewhere in the middle of the White Mountains in summer when I walked into what looks like a scene from a horror movie. A person with zero hiking, camping experience or anything had gotten themselves into big trouble. It was around 7 a.m. when I found the campsite. The first thing that hit me was the eerie stillness, until I noticed that, shredded under a tree, was a desperate looking human figure. clearly attacked by something, quietly whimpering. I put my bag down, grabbed my kit, and went over to the person. They appeared like they'd lost a sword fight with somebody with four arms, with slashes everywhere. Now, I patched him up the best I could, gave him water, checked my map, and hightailed it to the closest road. This is before cell phones were super prevalent and barely worked in the mountains. Thankfully, the road was very close by, I mean less than 2 miles, and I was able to flag someone down. They took off and I wait for assistance to arrive. It took about an hour until the rescue team comes, and I led them until we find the still unidentified person. I was sure that he'd be dead before they arrived, but it was wrong. I assist in the rescue attempt, and actually help him get out of there. After cleaning myself up, I went on my way, leaving them my number to call and let me know what was up with the person and if they needed any more help. I got home 3 days later, and there was a message on my machine. The story is that the guy I found decided to camp one day, and he heard that he had to keep food hung from trees to keep bears away. Well, he didn't do that. He put it almost directly over his tent, not high enough. So the night before I come upon his site, a bear had used a tree and attempted to climb up the tree to get the food, and the guy had awoken and finds 4 black bear paws sinking into his body. The dude survived and swore to the hospital staff that he was never moving into the woods again and moved straight to the city. Now, I was hunting public land with my dad, several miles from anything close to a trail. So the day goes by and not much is going on. Weather's crappy and I'm not hearing distant gunshots, so I reckon the deer aren't moving much. I radio to the old man that I'm gonna head back, and we make plans to rendezvous where we'd split off in the morning. 20 or so minutes later, I was kneeling around the edge of a pond, stripping off the bulk of my camo layers. I was just messing around, putting my stuff in a bag and listening to music on my headphones. I can remember that I may have taken off my blaze orange hat, but I can't remember for sure. Now, I had my appropriate gear on to show that I was a hunter, though, is what I mean. As I was digging through my bag, I thought I heard the faint bass of somebody yelling, so I took off an earbud and I noticed that, crouched on the opposite side of the pond, there was a lone forest ranger kind of just watching me. I stood up but didn't wave, and I wasn't sure that he'd even yelled at me in the first place, so I didn't holler anything to him. We just kind of locked eyes for a few minutes. To be clear, we weren't doing anything illegal. My rifle was unloaded by that point, and we were following all the laws and regulations correctly. I hunched my bag over, pulled out my walkie-talkie and radioed to my dad. Yeah, we've got company. My motives weren't anything though. I just wanted my dad to come down and help me. Now, when I looked up, maybe 15 seconds later, the ranger was gone. I mean, had completely gone. So eventually I met back up with my dad and start to tell him about what happened. Yeah. As deep back in here as we are, he probably thought you're up to no good on that trail. Sometimes they get ambushed like that. As somebody who gets nervous, anxious around cops, it never occurred to me that I could be causing similar anxiety to them. But I still don't know exactly who it was or if it definitely was a ranger. So this happened about 20 years ago while hunting with my dad in northern BC. It was a cold October morning and it was still dark when we parked the truck and started our hike into a clear cut. I was familiar with the area as we had moose hunted there before. My dad went left and I went right and made my way to the top of the slope to get a better view of the clear cut. I found a stump to sit on and took out my binoculars and quickly found out that my dad had made it into the clear cut across the mountain. As soon as I spotted him, I heard something heavy move behind me in the forest about 40 yards away. Yes, a moose, I think. I then head towards the forest edge when I hear a scream like I've never heard before. It didn't sound human and wasn't like any animal I've heard before. It was so loud and I swear that my soul left my body for a couple of seconds. I turned around and ran down that clear cut as quick as I could. When I got to my dad, he said that he had heard it too, and found me in his binoculars running down the clear cut, then looked up to the forest edge and said that he saw a big hairy human-like creature, about 8 feet tall, standing between two birch trees. It stayed for a few seconds and then slowly turned around, going into the forest. We got in the truck and went home. Now, we asked the elders and their relatives about it, and they said apparently they're called forest guardians. It still scares the heck out of me. I used to work as a fire spotter in a remote tower deep in the woods. Now, at any given day, the only human around for miles would be me. For a couple of weeks, every time it approaches sunwest, I'd finish for the day. Everything would go weirdly quiet, almost like clockwork. It stood out because it wasn't normal. Now, there's usually more noise around at that time of the day. Along with this, every time I left the cabin to climb down, there was some unnerving feeling of being watched. But for a while, it was only when climbing down. After that, I started to get the same feeling while on the ground, and it somehow felt much closer and more menacing. Can only liken it to knowing you're being watched or hunted or stalked. Not overly great when it's a 100-meter walk back to the car with nothing between you but you and whatever else could be out there. Now, this continued on for another couple of weeks, but I started hearing kind of chirps and calls. They stood out as everything was dead quiet. Then, one day while walking back across the clear into the car, there was a long, low guttural growl somewhere else behind me, and I noped out of there as quick as I could. And afterwards, I go back towards the car and the base of the ladder. Everything was like an open ground with angry sounding things. God knows what was lurking around. A few days later, when I was driving back out, I spotted movement on the upside of the road. Looked down again as it disappears into the tree line. It seemed to be hanging around whatever it was until the end of the season, as still and quiet as it could be. I still don't know what this was, but maybe it was a skinwalker, but who knows. I was out at my parents' place shooting on an old range. After we're done, my friend went off to take a leak behind some bushes. After he was done, he says, "Hey, come see this." I walked in to see what he's looking at. It looked as though a canvas butcher's apron was hung up from a tree to form a kind of pouch about 4 feet off the ground. There were blood stains on it. We then get a bit closer and notice that it had 4 or 5 deer legs, and it appears as though it's been cut right through. This is on private land and pretty far from any neighbours, in a place where none of them would have a line of sight on it. In order for them to be hung there, somebody would have had to take a hike at least 500 or 600 yards in open fields without being detected at all. We called the police and a deputy sheriff stopped and took pictures and took a statement. He then said it was probably coyote hunters, and he didn't seem to be interested in the fact that none of them would have permission to be here. 20 years later, and we never found out who did this. You're just another link in the food chain, but that doesn't really come across your mind until you find a half-eaten deer carcass and realize that these things are absolutely huge. And the strangest thing, I thought that I'd seen a plane crash. As unusual as it is, I was working alone on a remote hillside and I saw a plane, like a full-size commercial plane, flying below the ridgeline between the mountains. I thought it was going to crash for sure, but it didn't. It just weaved through and kept going. I thought it was weird because it didn't have any logos on it or any writing at all. Come to think of it, we're near an Air Force base and they were training pilots to go to Afghanistan, but it's still really strange. I'm someone who had lived up in the mountains all my life. I actually had my own place and absolutely loved to be here. I never really paid too much attention to folklore or anything like that because, well, I'd never seen anything, so why would I believe it? Living up in these mountains can be good and bad, but honestly, it's like your own planet here. You cannot see anybody at all, and I mean that, unless you choose so. Which is good, but it can be pretty dangerous at the same time too. I didn't have any immediate neighbours. I'd have to get in my truck and drive for quite a while to actually see them, which is fine, because I don't mind being on my own up here. I know there's some people that can drive insane, but for me, I liked it. Now, I'd lived in some beautiful forest area too, where that I didn't have to go too far to get away from people even further. I really wouldn't see anybody when I walked on these trails, not only because of the fact that it was winter, but it was cold, like really cold, so you always had to bring a really nice coat with you. Now, I'm not from North America like most of the people on here, so sorry if I get any of my English wrong, but I'd like to share my story of what happened one day. Now, it's something that I can't really put my finger on even now trying to think of it. It was about 2 years ago and I've decided that, finally, I should share my story with everyone. So, it was one of those days that I needed to go on a hike just to get out of my house. And also, there had been reports of some people hanging around in the forest and I wanted to investigate. Just out of plain curiosity reasons. There was no reason for me to go down there, I mean honestly, but I just wanted to have a look around and see what was occurring. So I head out. Now, as I head out, I have my warm clothes with me and my torches and everything, and even some supplies in a backpack, just in case I got hungry. When you walk in the snow like this, it's normal for you to feel quite tired and for your legs to feel kind of like a burn. It's something I got used to though because I'd lived up here for so long and it didn't put me off my adventure. I wasn't actually expecting to find anyone, so I have no issues. Now it is very cold while I start walking, and when I first come out of my truck I'm actually hesitant about if I actually want to go or not, but I think if I'm a true mountain person then it shouldn't affect me, so I head off down the first path. Now on this first path, there's a really nice road, and there's pretty cool trees on either side of me. They're very skinny, obviously, because it being winter and they don't have any leaves, and it means you can actually see quite far. Not miles, but decently, so you know if anybody else is out here. I decided that for today I wanted to wear some bright blue clothing, because I want to stand out a bit from the background, and I don't know. If there was any possibility, as small as it might be, that I'd get lost, I wanted people to be able to recognise me easily amongst the background. Now, I didn't have to make it too far in before things got weird. I remembered pretty much immediately hearing some kind of screechy sound. And you know what I did? I laughed. Clearly someone out here was trying to play a game with me, or with each other. It almost sounded like the thing was on a tape recording. So I wasn't really bothered, and I continue on my walk. I think if anything comes, I am armed too, so I'm not afraid to take it out. So yeah, it's just me against the world pretty much, so I feel fairly confident. I continue on my walk down this trail, and the trees seem to get a bit taller now. They look absolutely beautiful like they always do, and I felt quite proud to actually live where I do. Not a lot of people get to experience things like this, and I feel like I was very grateful to God for being able to. I even get to see some lights in the sky sometimes because I'm so far away from people. You get a really good view of the stars and everything. I've even been able to see a number of shooting stars because of this, and again, it's something I liked. Now, while walking, I come closer and closer to a big clearing up ahead, and this is the way that I want to walk. Now, I had a warm feeling while walking. I don't know why, I just felt like an inner peace. Now, I didn't get too much further down when I realised that the shrieking sounds have stopped. Yeah, it sounds really unreal. Not like anything that you'd worry about if you knew what it was, but still disturbing if you didn't. However, I wasn't worried at all. I just thought there were some idiots that got drunk out here and thought, oh yeah, let me play some games. Some of the local people here do things like that because, well, I don't know, they probably just get bored or something. I wasn't one of them, but I wasn't gonna let them take advantage of me, so I thought, well, what if I make them jump? Wouldn't that be funny? Now, it never crossed my mind that this might actually be a crazy person and that maybe I'll fight to the death, but hey, I guess you kind of get those thoughts in hindsight. So I continue down this path and eventually make it to a more structured area that actually has quite a nice little walkway and stairs that go down. Now, to be honest, I don't actually know how this thing stayed structurally sound. The wood it was built on was pretty good, but they never maintained it. I think that's one problem with places like this, is they only ever do some work in the summer, but it's never enough. If this thing had fell, I would have gone quite a long way down with it. I'm pretty sure some of the branches from the trees would have cut into the sides of me, and it wouldn't have been a good day if that had happened. But luckily it holds up my weight, and I needed to lose some to be honest, so I was actually a little bit concerned about this happening. I eventually make it a bit further in, and I can hear a different sound now. This one's more like a moan than it is an actual squeak. Almost like something needs help, like a sympathy one. Now, you ain't gonna get no sympathy from me, so I shouted out, still thinking there were these idiots out here trying to mess with me, and it wasn't gonna work. Now, there wasn't really any animals that I had to be worried about, so again, I felt fairly confident now. Now, I wasn't stupid. I wasn't going miles away from people and getting myself lost out here. I was just following the trails that I knew so well and felt comfortable in. And every so often I'd pass the little tag on the trees that made me recognize that I was going the right way. I don't know how recently they put them up here, but I knew I was still on the trail. Now, the scenery was really lovely. There was about 5 or 6 inches of snow on either side of me. I could see it because on some of the wooden railings it kind of stood above the ground, and it just made me feel quite happy to be where I was. There weren't any footsteps, so I knew it was me alone here and it felt good. I'd even slide my way through, pretending that I was skiing, but I realized it wasn't a great job to do that because my socks were gonna suffer if water got in. Now, I actually had frostbite before on my toes, and it wasn't a nice experience. I remembered when I was a kid that I made some little den thing and I just left my feet in there and kind of relaxed. I wasn't doing anything. Now, eventually part of it fell on my feet, but I couldn't be bothered to move. I couldn't really feel my toes, so I thought that was just because of the cold, but I didn't realize that part of my shoe had torn and snow was already on my feet. So when I got in, obviously I had some form of frostbite, and my mother took me to the hospital quickly, and they were able to sort me out. But it wasn't something I wanted to experience again. If you injure your feet in places out this, then you're kind of in real trouble, because yeah, you can go on, but you're going to sacrifice your feet, and you can't really crawl, because it's going to be incredibly slow, and secondly, you're going to get really cold, so I was ever so cautious of it and kind of cut it out. Weirdly, the further I was going, the less confident I was feeling. Usually I'm somebody who doesn't really fear much of anything, but now I've got to tell you, for whatever reason that was fading. Let's say it started out at about 90% and had dropped down to probably 30 or 40, which is very low for my standards. Again, I'm not letting this put me off, and I kind of have my ego take over and I say, you know what, I'm just gonna keep going. I call out, hey, I need to come and meet you and your friends. Let's play hide and seek as a joke. I hear what almost sounds like laughter, but more of an animalistic sound. And again, I don't know what these people are doing. There was definitely people in here with me. I could just sense their presence, but my confidence was going down now. I decide that it's probably best if I don't stay out here too late, because I don't actually know what's out here and I don't want to be stuck here in the dark with whatever they are. The other thing is, if I have to hide, it's going to be a pretty hard job with my coat on. I do have a couple of camouflage coats, which are more like hunter's ones, but in this particular moment I don't have that. I've just got my old blue one, and I'm going to stand out like there's no tomorrow, and I don't want to take off my coat to hide, because obviously that would be stupid. I make it up to another one of the trail markers, and I start to feel more normal again. As I'm waiting here, I hear a sound much closer now. It sounds like branches snapping off the side of the trail that I'm on. Now, what's weird about this is that it would be really difficult for a person to walk there, and God knows how heavy they would have to be to actually snap like that. I mean, I know if I run and threw myself in, it might make that sound, but not consistently, and that's the first thing that I think's a little odd. I notice too that my vision's gone a little bit blurry now, and it takes a second, and I realise that something's walked past ahead of me. Now, I was convinced that my eyes were just watering for a second, but it wasn't. So someone wearing a white coat was up ahead, and I think, ha, I've got you now. So I actually jog a bit. Weirdly, I can see movement now, but up on the opposite side, which is bizarre, so there must be two people, because there's no way anybody moved that quick up there. I would hear kind of like a deep breathing too every so often. It was like somebody was trying their best to stay still, but just could not control their diaphragm, and that's why I was hearing things. Again, I think this is pretty odd, and I do have my weapon with me, so I'm not scared. But I decide that it's probably not such a good idea to be playing games with these kids, because finally, after God knows how long, I know it's probably too long, I start to feel quite anxious. I decide it's best if I head back now, and I begin to turn around. That's when I hear a scream sound again, but much closer. I look out, and I can just about make out some kind of eyes staring up at me, just from the ridgeline. This is weird. I can tell that they're wearing some kind of Halloween costume, and they kind of look like a monkey, but like more white coloured. They have these big jagged teeth, and I think, God, this is actually quite creepy now. At least I'm warm in that thing. I actually started to make animal sounds back to them now. I know you're probably thinking this is stupid, and I bet it looked really weird from a distance. Yeah, so I did that. I thought it would make them move, and I start to charge towards them. I say something silly along the lines of, I'm the mountain man and you're the prey. I know this probably wouldn't have been good, because if it was anybody scared or lost, then it wouldn't hold up good in court, would it? I'm the mountain man and you're the prey. But I wasn't thinking like that at the time. My confidence was coming back to my head, and yeah, I should probably tell you that fearlessness was immediately fading. As I get closer, this thing looks almost too real. It quickly darts off again, but not at the speed that a human couldn't match, so I don't think much of it. I just think, God, there's some right weirdos out here, and I decide that I should just head back more hastily now. Because of all my energy expenditure, I've actually become really hungry suddenly, and I just want to get back home now. It's not like I was getting home too much anyway, because I wasn't working at the time because of the season. I actually work as a logger, but I could tell you a few stories about that quickly before I go on. Being a logger, there's times of the year that we can't actually work because A, it's too dangerous and the conditions don't allow it. I guess one weird thing that had actually happened to us is that one of my friends was working one of the machines when suddenly he just stops and turns back to me and says, something's wrong here, I can feel it. Not 2 seconds later, one of the machines sets on fire, and there was actually a massive fire that eventually spread to the logs we had cut. We eventually made it out of here, and my friend starts crying, and I say, what's wrong? He says, I had a dream that we died here in this fire. Yeah, it's pretty weird. I don't know whether he was psychic or anything, or if maybe a spirit had come to warn him, but that was definitely weird. It kind of unsettled me quite a lot, To be honest, more than I want to admit. But yeah, like I was saying, I worked as a logger and not much was on, so going home would just basically be reading or something, and I didn't really want to. But anyway, with the current circumstances, boredom should be the least of my issues, so I just continue on my way. That's when I get the first instinct that something's definitely off now. I could hear that sound crashing through the trees next to me. I can't really see anything, but again, it's through parts of the woods that are far too thick to be going through if you're a normal person not on the trail. And it almost felt like the ground shaked a little bit when this person was moving. Now, I couldn't see them clearly, it was almost like a blur out of the side of my vision. I don't know what you guys call it, but you know when you can just see out of the side of your eye. So, I decided to pick up a jog now. I think that I can probably outlast whatever this thing is running, and I've probably jogged for about 10 minutes straight. Now, in those conditions, that was actually a mammoth challenge, and I'm barely able to do so. I stop to catch my breath, and I realize there's movement again, and I hear a screech again. This one is much louder, and now I realize something is definitely off. There's no way any person could have run through the woods like that parallel to me at that pace for that long. I mean, literally, there's no way that it should be possible. How on earth would they have got through the trees and all the twigs and other stuff laying around without making that much noise, but not on a path? I was barely able to do it myself, being quite a quick person and relatively athletic, but they did it next to me the whole time. And this clearly wasn't a person playing a game now. I feel a little bit better because where this thing is running is clearly off quite a big cliff, so now they have quite a challenge to get back up to where I am, so I feel a little bit more confident. However, something in the back of my mind is just telling me that this whole situation is off and that I really need to try and get out of here. So I decide that there's not much else I can do now, and just start walking back. I realise that where I'm walking's got a nice little path again, and I can follow this up. But I wasn't sure what thing was following me. That's when something's off. The bridge thing that I was standing on now kind of collapsed up ahead of me, and suddenly reality set in. For a second I lock eyes with God knows what this thing is, but this ape-type creature covered in white fur, kind of looking dusty almost, is staring at me with these horrible teeth growling. It lets out the scream sound again, and I realize this is no person playing games with me. I suddenly feel very scared, and without thinking, I quickly dart under a tree. I try and fortify my position, and quickly kick some snow up ahead of me. I'm kind of hidden there in the bushes, and I take a moment to try and calm my breath and be as still and quiet as possible. I kid you not, I saw what looks like what I can only describe as a yeti sprint past, stop for a moment, and start to smell. I dared breathe, and I probably held my breath for about 30 seconds straight. This thing then goes exactly to where I was standing before with crashing sounds. I let out a slow sigh of relief as I let the air leave my body again when I hear the screech even louder. I now hear other screeches similar, and I'm pretty sure there was more than one of this thing. I don't know what to do now because obviously I'm not going to stay very warm in my current position, but what on God's earth is that thing? I really don't know what that could possibly have been. It sounds exactly like the things that I've heard about in our folklore, but they're not real. This can't be real. I keep telling myself over and over again in my head that this cannot be real. This entire situation is simply impossible. And I wait. I waited for so long that I begin to really shiver heavily, and I have no sign of whatever that thing is. I realize now that I have to step out and start moving again just to stay warm. Now I'm not joking, the second my head leaves the clearing, I hear it scream again just further away now, and I hear some sounds advancing towards me. I start sprinting, I'm not that far from safety now, but I can hear that thing coming. That's the worst part of it. The whole time that I was running, I can hear this thing chasing me, and I can't see it. I don't even think about the weapon that I have, just something clicked in my head. Some kind of calculation took place to make me remember that there's no way I can fight off whatever this is. I jog and jog until eventually I make it back towards where my car is. I quickly fumble for the keys and drop them. I punch my car in anger and that sets off the car alarm. And then, I glance behind myself and I see it again. Those teeth, but it was like the second it had heard that alarm, it scared it. And it turns and starts sprinting off out of sight. I quickly get my keys and unlock my car, jumping in it. And I drove out and immediately skid a bit and have to slam onto the brakes. I've gone off the side of the road, but I quickly slam it into reverse and get back on again. It's incredibly dangerous conditions to drive in, and I might die if I'm not careful, so I've managed to calm myself for a few seconds. I look around and all I can hear is some wind chill, and the sounds of some snow falling off of a tree not too far away. Now I eventually compose myself enough to drive, and eventually make it back home. I ended up writing down everything that happened. I'm old fashioned, so I wrote it with pen and paper, but it was almost like a therapy for me. I have never been to that area again, and I actually moved in with my family afterwards for a couple of months. I never told them what had happened, but I didn't think anyone would believe me. I want to share my story with you all because I don't know what happened those years ago. It just seems odd and something that I can't describe, and that really scares me.